and welcome to our program. Today we are living in perilous times. These are troublesome days, but we can rest assured, regardless of the situation, Jesus cares. All through the Word of God, we have story after story that shows us how much Jesus cares. He raised a little girl from the dead. He raised Lazarus from the dead. And in that portion of Scripture in John 11 and 35, we read that Jesus wept. He cared for the woman at the well. He cared for the man at the pool of Bethesda. He cared for that woman that was taken in adultery. He cared for the disciples when they were in the storm. And he cared about doubting Thomas, and no matter the fact that he'd traveled with Jesus for 3 years, he said, "I will not believe." But that didn't change the fact that Jesus cared. There's nothing we can do to stop Jesus from caring about us. Listen to this message and song, "No One Ever Cared For Me Like Jesus."
I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus. Since I found in him a friend so strong and true, I would tell you how he changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could do. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me.
All my life was wrecked by sin when Jesus found me. Oh, my heart was full of misery and woe.
Jesus placed his strong and loving arms about me, and he led me in the way I ought to go. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me. Every day he comes to me with new assurance. More and more I understand his words of love. But I'll never know just why he came to save me, till someday I see his blessed face above. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me.
Of all the characters in the Bible, one of them that I really appreciate is Peter. I like Peter because he reminds me a lot of me. He was often talking when he should have been listening. He's really slow to catch on. But he did love the Lord, and we find that after 3.5 years of traveling with Jesus, with the night that Jesus was crucified. Peter cursed and swore and denied even knowing him. And yet after that, when Jesus rose from the dead, he said to Mary, "Tell the disciples and Peter that I am risen from the dead." There was nothing that Peter could do that would stop Jesus from loving him. We get to John chapter 21, and they're on the shore there, and this is after Jesus has risen from the dead, and he has given his disciples instructions. In fact, he's been with them for 40 days, giving them instructions after the resurrection. Well, Peter begins to realize that they're not kicking out the Romans, and he's not going to get his throne. And so he says, "I go fishing." And he took all the other disciples with him and went fishing. And then one of the most beautiful sentences in the Bible, it says, "And Jesus stood on the shore." Now, if you study that word "stood," it means he stayed there. He stayed there all night on the shore. Nothing that Peter could do could stop Jesus from loving him. And in the morning, when John saw Jesus standing on the shore, he said, "It is the Lord." And Peter jumped right in the water and headed for shore. He's already sorry for what he did. It's also interesting that in John chapter 21, once they did spend that night fishing, the focus turns completely on Peter, and he gets Peter going again. And Peter actually got to write two books in the New Testament. And it's also interesting that when Peter, in his little books, in his final instructions, as he was saying the last things he was going to say in 1 Peter 5 and verse 7, he says, "Cast all your cares upon Jesus because he cares for you." In Hebrews 13, verse number 5, it says there that he has said, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." Also in Hebrews 4:15, we read that we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Not only does he feel our infirmities, but he understands them. The Bible says in Proverbs 18 and 24, "There is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother." Jesus is that friend. He's a friend that sticks.
I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus, since I found in him a friend so strong and true. I would tell you how he changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could do. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me.
All my life was wrecked by sin when Jesus found me. Oh, my heart was full of misery and woe.
Jesus placed his strong and loving arms about me, and he led me in the way I ought to go. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me. Every day he comes to me with new assurance. More and more I understand his words of love. But I'll never know just why he came to save me, till someday I see his blessed face above. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cares.